Good evening, sir. It's so good to see you again. I was starting to worry you wouldn't book another appointment. Anyway, all ready for me, I see? Fantastic. One moment while I set up. I'm sure you've noticed that I've had a little upgrade since last time. Yeah, it's a new massage table. It's big, isn't it? Thank God it has wheels. I can barely move it myself. Okay. Oh, there. Now, whenever you're ready, please just lie down and make yourself comfortable, and we can begin today's session. Let me get all the oil ready. How are we today, sir? Oh, another stressful week? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I was hoping things would have improved for you since last time. It saddens me to hear that things are not the case. I shouldn't be surprised, really. I guess things are just more stressful than they've ever been lately. Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I'm sure you've been doing a remarkable job in your field. Now, please, just guide me. Tell me what you want first. Start at your neck and work my way down? Perfect. That will be my pleasure. I always like to start on my neck first, too. I don't mean to pry, but your hairline, it's receding, just a little. Nothing to be concerned with, but you seem to have lost a little bit of weight, too, if you don't mind me saying. No, you still look great. There's nothing to worry about, but I'm worried about you. You're not taking care of yourself. Too busy to eat lunch. When was the last time you had a holiday? 4 months ago? Seriously? That's too long. You need a break from it all, don't you? Now, I'll move on to your shoulders. Look, I know how stressful this job of yours is. Managing so many people, answering countless questions, making hundreds upon thousands of decisions day in and day out. People at your beck and call, hounding you 24/7. It must be tough. For a silly girl like me, I could only imagine how it must feel carrying such a metaphorical weight on your shoulders. Please, let me remove that burden for you. I want you to feel free of it all. Relieve you of your heavy load, you could say. No, let me work on your back. Okay. Oh, I can really feel those muscles right between your shoulder blades. I'll get in there with my elbows. How does that feel? Your tension is leaving you, see? Very good, sir. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. You've been very patient with me, and I know it's been a difficult week. But please, I will always be here to lend an ear if you ever need to vent. All that frustration, all that stress, just get it all out while I work on your lower back and waist. Down to your waist. It feels indescribably good. Well, that is my intention, my good man. You're too kind. But I'm only doing what any other masseuse would do. After all, that's what you're paying me for. Am I right? So then, what would you like next? Work on your calves? Go back to your shoulders again? Or... Oh... Leave everything in my hands and surprise you? Sir, that's very sweet of you. It's sweet to know you trust me with this kind of thing. I do pride myself on my work. So this is the one area of your life you want me to take control. That's good. That's very good. What was that for? Well, that little smack on your ass was for not taking care of yourself, silly. I can't have my best client wither away in front of my eyes now, can I? How else will you learn? Know that you are doing such a wonderful job, sir, but it is about time I give you a thorough seeing to. And I mean all of it. Every last drop. And there is one part of you that I think is in dire need of, let's just say, an even more thorough massage of its own. I think you know what I'm referring to, don't you? Very good, sir. So I have your blessing to continue. How exciting. No. Stay right where you are. I want you to stay face down. You aren't going to move a muscle. Trust me on this. I wonder if you even noticed this new table of mine. It is quite a special table at that. You know, it has extra features that come in handy for insubordinate men like you. Like these straps, for instance. Don't move. Don't struggle. But most importantly, don't worry. This is just a precaution. I don't want you flying about all over the office like a March hare. Either way, you won't be able to get out of this. Not until we're done. And we won't be done until I say we're done. Understand? Fantastic. I'll just strap you in, one arm at a time, one leg at a time. Now, I wonder if you noticed that groove on the table when you laid yourself down. You see, this table has another hidden feature. Mm-hmm. One that I'm particularly thankful for. But I'm going to have to get fully underneath you to truly exhibit its wondrous abilities. So please, just relax and trust me. Just know whatever happens next is purely for your benefit. Trust me on this. Ah, there you are. Can you feel it? That nice, cool air around your wonderful penis? Let gravity take its toll. Flop it all the way out for me. Very good. So then, what's this all about? Surely you must have realized by now, this is a milking table. And quite frankly, you're going to get milked right here, right now. Why? Because you're in dire need of it. You're desperate for it. Practically begging for it after this terrible week you've had. And now it's time for me to take total control and suck all that tension right out of you. Mm-hmm. This right here is where the real massage begins. But first things first, I better get to work on your lovely, delicious balls. I love balls. I must say, for a man like yourself, I never quite expected you to have trimmed down here so recently. You are listening to my advice after all. Good. Yeah, I mean, it does make a difference, doesn't it? All nice and clean shaven. It makes everything so much more sensitive. Squirm for me. That's it. Feel my soft hands massage those supple balls of yours. Wonderful, isn't it? But don't worry, I'll be so gentle. I know how fragile and delicate this part of you is. I wouldn't want to be responsible for any form of discomfort ever. That's why I'm having to get you all nice and lubed up for what's to come next. So, you like the oil I'm using? Good. It's special. It's a bit different from the stuff I used earlier. But I'm sure you're going to be able to tell soon enough that it has a warming, tingling consistency to it, which I've been told countless times by every one of my clients, it only goes to enhance the pleasure. Yes. I'm sparing no expense on you, my good man. Oh. You're so slick and so shiny. If only you could see what a magnificent specimen you are. So, as you can't see what I'm doing, I'm going to have to describe everything in vivid detail. Would you like that? But your balls are so divine. So plump. So tender. I just want to eat you up. So lewd. So delicious. I can't get enough of them. I wish I could get both in my mouth at the same time. But I see someone else is vying for my attention. That cute dick of yours. Jumping and twitching like that. What to do? I suppose I better start work on this magnificent thing. He must be so sensitive. That's good. I want him to be sensitive. For now, it's his turn. Be prepared, good sir, for this is going to feel overwhelmingly good. Sir, you're so red and swollen, so hard, and we've barely just begun. But this penis of yours is so sensitive to the touch. Every stroke from my hand seems to have you reeling in pleasure. God, those veins. I can feel your heartbeat right through your cock. It's beating so fast. Your dick is practically twitching after every beat. My. Who knew how good this could feel, Oh, pre-cum, I see. Very good. Luckily for an expert like me, I know exactly how to deal with sticky situations such as this. Now, before I take you further in, I want you to do something for me, okay? Good. Keep your eyes closed and just get lost in the pleasure. Can you do that for me? Let me take control of your satisfaction. Do you want me to say your name? Tell me if you don't want me to say your name. Embrace yourself, because we're going to go. Here we go, sir. Because if you thought my hand job was good, Just you wait. You haven't felt anything yet. Now, I want you to focus on nothing but your cock. Pretend that there's nothing in the world. Nothing in the world but your cock. And my mouth. I just get lost. Your cock. Rubbing between my sweet lips. Nothing but your throbbing, pulsing cock. Right in my mouth. Getting sucked off. I can suck you slowly. Sensual. Or fast. Building you up and taking you to the brink. Taking you deeper. Deeper into my hungry mouth. Can your cock take it? Your gorgeous, delicious cock. I think it does. Let me know what I'm doing down here. Your cock in my mouth, foodie. You're not the first client I've sucked off after their massage. I can take your cock right in my throat. I've kind of grown a reputation of being one of the best masseuses in business. I think it's because of what my mouth is doing to your cock right now. Fuck. Gorgalicious. Surely you realized the possibility when you came in this room that I'd suck your cock. Or did I seem too nice? Too nice for that sort of thing? Too nice to have all your cocks in my mouth? I've got gorgalicious as cock in my mouth. Right in my mouth. Using my mouth. Wet. Tied around your cock. You're just too good to eat. Seriously. You can't take it anymore? Shush. That's too bad. Well, you're gonna have to lie there and take it. Now shut up and get sucked. Like the delectable, mouth-watering little morsel you are. I'm gonna take you as deep as I want. Oh, you're so close already. Well, that sucks for you. Because it's about to get really sloppy. Nope, not yet, you scrumptious cock, you. But I must say, so far you taste so delicious. Lip smacking, mouth watering delicious. There was this one time I kept this client bound to my table for what was it? 2 hours? No, 3 hours? How long have I been in here? I've been in here for 5 hours, almost 6 hours, torturing him like this, edging him, keeping him right on the brink of orgasm for as long as I could, as long as I wanted, over and over again. I think this might be my personal record, 6 hours. But don't worry. Darling, beautiful cock. He did come. Eventually. And so will you. For when he did come, well, that was a spectacular sight. You know, I could feel his raging penis start to twitch and spasm like mad. I just had to stand back and watch him explode. I was in awe. I'd never seen such a powerful, such an intense orgasm in my entire life. That table was shaking so much. I thought he'd topple over from the intensity of it all. And the amount of cum, the cum that shot out of that raging cock of his was astronomical. It took almost as long to clean up, but it was worth it. That orgasm of his, that must have lasted for over a minute. It was simply glorious. But don't worry. I'm not going to torture you for anywhere near that long. You're new to this after all, but what I do want is for you to come just as hard. Do you think you can do that for me too? I don't know. Can you? Can you come that hard? Well, we can't have you making a mess all over your office now, can we? No. You're just going to have to come in my mouth. Sorry, I know. We have to make sacrifices on occasion. But it's not so bad. Coming in my mouth is only going to make things that much more intense. You know, if I did that to my previous client, I think I might have sent him into a coma. You know, you'll want to wriggle and squirm away. You'll want to pull out of my mouth, but my mouth is not leaving you for a second. Not until I've drained all of that cum out of your tight, sensitive balls. Understand me? Good. Stay still, cock. Stay still and feel yourself get consumed by my hungry mouth. My hungry, voracious mouth. That hasn't eaten in almost 12 hours. Nope, not yet. With my hands twisted around your balls, I'm going to edge you with my mouth one final time. You're going to feel my lips form an airtight seal around your head as I work my mouth down on you repeatedly, sucking you harder, faster. Spreading my tongue all over the underside of your head and your shaft as I go. Feel yourself trapped in my warm, wet mouth. Helpless, powerless, at my every mercy. For you're my cock, sir. My cock to pleasure. My cock to worship. But now, I need you to come for me. That's right. My torturous ending is almost at an end. I'm going to squeeze your shaft with my mouth and press my tongue against it just before you come. That tongue that you were just looking at. I'm not doing it for no reason, silly. For when I do that, I can feel all that cum surge and pump and pulse through just before it explodes out of your slit. That slit in your hard, swollen head. I can feel everything when I take you in like that. Just sucking your head hard while my hand works your shaft. All that hot, delicious cum surging through your shaft. It's wild. But then, just when I feel the first jet of cum splash into my mouth, I'm going to take you in all the way, straight down to the base. And then I'll suck. Yes, I'll suck even harder as you just keep pumping all that delicious cum straight out of these succulent balls. And I won't stop until I know you're fully, totally drained. I'm going to swallow it all. Nothing is going to escape my mouth. Here we go. Here we go, cock. Here we go. Just lie there and be taken. My beautiful cock. Release all that tension. Let me suck that heavy load right out of you. I'm going to suck you so hard. Brace yourself. Brace yourself for the most intense, mind-blowing orgasm of your life. Now. Come. Come hard. Come while I suck and suck and suck and struggle. I can feel you tense up. Straight down my throat. Now. sloppy. So wet. And so much fucking cum. God, I still need to clean you up. Good and proper. Now, how was that for a massage? Still shuddering for me, I see. Your cock is still twitching. That's exactly what I wanted, you wonderful man. Bask in the euphoria. That wonderful afterglow. Aw, you can't stand. Don't worry. I'm going to give you 10 minutes more to recover. I need to wash up anyway. Just lie there. Lie there in that post-orgasm bliss. Because you deserve it. Every last bit of it. This was all for you. You want to book a follow-up appointment already? Wonderful. I'll see you again. Oh my gosh, Teletubbies. That's a blast from the past. Ooh, thank you, E.G. Okay, only 15 minutes until the, probably what's going to be the last thing of the night. Thanks, Foodie. I'm going to, I need to step away for just a moment to plug in the iPad. I'm going to bite into the pickle and you're going to hear it. I did not use the pickle during most of this audio, just FYI, but I'm going to totally crunch into it now. That's my supper. Was what improv? No, not all of it. Just when I said all your names. I'll be right back. Oh, shit.